My day starts with my cat wanting food and water, so I get that for her. And there's a sound every cat and cat owner knows, opening a can of Fancy Feast. And now she's purring because she's a good girl.
Aww. No big deal, right? But for Austin Serafin, who's been blind his whole life, simple tasks can sometimes be a challenge.
So now that I've made her breakfast, I can make myself breakfast.
Serafin is from Swarthmore, but he lives in the city now. He's an accessibility consultant by day, a volunteer touch tour docent at the Penn Museum, and a computer programmer who's been coding since he was 7.
I use a screen reader. My computer talks to me.
475 messages, 5 unread, window, mail activity, Adam Tedris, Ignite Talk, 10/23/13.
Catch that? Me neither. Here it is slowed down.
Inbox, 475 messages, 5 unread, window, mail activity, Adam Tedris, Ignite Talk, 10/23/13, attachment image, just some ideas.
And it always makes me laugh when sighted people ask if I can really understand it that fast.
I first heard Austin talk on stage at an event last month called Ignite Philly. It's these lightning talks by local people doing interesting things. I was blown away by Austin's talk, so we got him to come into the studio, and I got to ask him some questions.
Crossing at West 3rd Street.
But first, let's take a ride with the car service Uber and a special GPS app over to the Old City co-working space called Indy Hall. Austin recorded the sound himself.
You passed Indy Hall.
Sounds like we might have passed it. Anything can happen when you have a disability.
You arrived at Indy Hall.
So now I'm standing outside of Indy Hall, smoking my pipe. I know I'm here because of the door and the window. I recognize that. So now let's take a little walk around the city. There's my cane hitting a leaf.
Every little click you're hearing is a tiny piece of information. The cane is something that most blind people use, but Serafin also uses a technique that's a little bit under the radar.
So to get around, I use a cane for short-range vision, and I use echolocation for long-range vision. By making a simple tongue click, I can actually see visual forms around me, seeing through sound instead of seeing through light. You can also get that through other sounds like the cane, passively. For instance, you can tell we're passing an alcove. You can hear that echo.
So, Austin, the first thing that I am most curious about is this concept of echolocation. First of all, how does it work? What are you seeing right now?
Okay, so echolocation works by using reflected sound instead of through reflected light. By making a simple tongue click like what I just did, you can actually train your brain to decode the binaural echoes coming back from that as visual inputs. So what you see is they're like mannequins, like dark forms. And that's, of course, because sound travels slower than light.
Austin is relatively new to echolocation. The technique is only taught by one organization in the whole world called World Access for the Blind. Serafin says it's something you can teach yourself if you're ready to stretch different parts of your brain.
Just start with some obvious things like a plate and a pillow, for instance. They're two very different surfaces. And then you kind of build it from there, and you've got to build up this kind of library of images in your mind. It actually, for me, being blind from birth, I had to actually learn to think like a sighted person. So that's a whole process. So I started doing, you know, those things around the house. And then I decided, okay, it's time for the 3-day intensive. And I asked him repeatedly, I was like, can you really teach me to do this effectively in 3 days? And he assured me he could. And he came and I underwent the intensive. And sure enough, he taught me the basics. But you can get really good.
That's cool. So you've only been doing it for about 1.5 years, you said?
Yeah.
Huh.
My teacher's been doing it for 10 years. So he's really good. They go mountain biking and crazy things like that.
So Austin came to this new way of seeing fairly late in life. He's 36 now, and he says it's revolutionized the way he interacts with the outside world.
With just a cane, you memorize turns, and you say, okay, take the second turn or whatever. But with echolocation, you're building visual maps of spaces in your head, just like a sighted person would. So it's changing the way you're doing everything. It makes it easier, little things, even like making eye contact with someone, because you'll see them there. So Philly has a lot of sounds, a lot of cars, trucks, trains, buses, sirens, people walking and talking. Philly has a lot of smells, some good like shops and restaurants, some not so good like sewer grates and car exhaust.
Austin says the city has a feeling, and it's generally getting better. And seeing through sound is giving him a new way to interact with it. Back in the studio, he uses echolocation to check out our setup.
So right now, even just from the sound of my voice, although I'm not with headphones on, it's kind of difficult. Here we go. With the sound of my voice, I can even see that there's a microphone kind of in front of me just from that. And then doing a tongue click, I can kind of get its shape in a teeny bit more detail, kind of see that it's kind of sticking out a little, and there's some like wiry things behind it. When I come home, I might like to watch some television, but for me, television means listening to the audio and using my imagination. When sighted people watch TV, they don't use their imagination. They don't see things in their heads. The moving video keeps them from doing that. And that kind of concerns me. And so I recommend that everyone spend some time every day. I recommend that you turn on your inner vision. Sit with your spine straight, make your breath silent, and put your attention on the space between your eyes. And enjoy the silence.
I was struck during your Ignite Philly talk about the participatory element. You have this crowd full of beer-drinking people at Johnny Brenda's, and you get up on stage and ask them to close their eyes and experience for 5 minutes what you experience every day.
Yeah.
Do you wish more people had a chance to do that?
You know, that's kind of the point, to you kind of use all your senses, you know? There's so much to take in using all of your senses, and we're definitely in a very visual centered culture. You know, that's why I'm really trying to speak a lot about accessibility and get into the whole civic engagement things and help make things more accessible. Because, like I said, accessibility helps everyone.
Austin Serafin is an accessibility consultant and a jack of many trades. For the full 5-minute trip through being blind in Philly and a companion video, head to our website, whyy.org/thepulse. I'm Zach Seward.